Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Thursday, October 28. First, the weather. Sun on Wednesday will give way to rain on Thursday, highs in the upper 80s. At night, it'll dip to the low to mid 70s. Let's get things started on the job. South Florida employers want to hire for 6,000 positions at a job fair Thursday at FLA Live Arena. That's the former BB&T Center in Sunrise. The job fair is produced by Job News USA with sponsors and potential employers including Norwegian Cruise Lines, Chica Resort and Spa in Isla Mirada, Marriott International, Cano Health, Five Guys, and American Express. They will be among at least 80 companies on site. The fair will start at 10 a.m. and will go until 2 p.m. Masks are required. Go to jobnewsusa.com for more info. In food news, it's now Sperry Farm time. The Redland Farm has reopened as it does every year, the last Tuesday in October. And it brings the annual tradition of trekking south for the fresh-baked cinnamon rolls, pies, herb breads and house-made jams. If you're listening to this and have been yearning for buttery sweet cinnamon rolls, now is the time to hop into your car and head to the farm. It's open Monday through Saturday, from October through mid-April, except Thanksgiving, Christmas and New Year's. Best bet is to head there on a weekday. The first weekend of the farm's opening can mean lines of 4 hours. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In the Florida Keys, 3 commercial fishermen working in the Florida Keys are facing felony conservation charges. State wildlife officers say they caught them with almost 130 undersized rung spiny lobster tails over the weekend. The Florida Fish and Wildlife officers said they caught the men as they were selling their catch to a fish house owner near Coral Key in the Middle Keys. As the officers began checking their boat, one saw 8 undersized lobsters in the vessel. An officer then found a gray 5-gallon bucket with a white rag on top hidden in the forward berthing cabin. The agency says in the bucket were 129 rung spiny lobster tails, 127 of which were undersized. In sports, the Major League Baseball season is down to 2 teams in the World Series, the Atlanta Braves and the Houston Astros. And the Miami Marlins can learn a thing or two about how those 2 teams were built. Miami Herald sports writer Jordan McPherson breaks down the 2 teams and provides context to where the Marlins stand in their rebuild. It's on the latest episode of Fish Bites. Get it where you find your favorite podcasts. And finally, in real estate, luxury condo prices have plummeted by 23% throughout Miami Beach in recent months. But single-family home prices jumped by 20%. The area includes the communities of Sunny Isles Beach, Ball Harbor, Surfside, North Bay Village, North Beach, Mid Beach, South Beach, Key Biscayne, and Fisher Island. Across Miami's coastal mainland, both luxury condo and single-family home prices also fell. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com, and stay healthy.